Episode 1882, Parenting on Your Knees.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. You made it. It's Friday. Yay, yay, yay. Okay, I just got to say it. Let's do the happy dance. It has been a long week. I think last week was a long week, but this was definitely a longer week. I know we still have the same amount of hours and every day, but why do things just seem longer? Well, it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Maybe you're enjoying some spring break time. Come on, bring in the confessions, parenting on your knees. For those of you who are brand new to Creature Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to creaturenow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. This episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Mark your calendar following spring break. Oh, yes, you will get it right here. The AIM Academy is opening its doors. Oh, so excited. Yes, March Madness has arrived. Okay, well, let's dive in. You know, raising up the next generation presents its challenges and blessings. Keep parenting on your knees and lead with a legacy of hope. Leadership begins in the home. Yet parents have a tendency not to view raising children as an opportunity to spread their leadership wings. We think that leadership is only for the corporate world, entrepreneurs with a budding business, or nonprofits that are creating significant impact. Well, I'm here to remind you that as a parent, you are the leader of your children. Your influence and impact for the generations to come, I know, are tough to comprehend. I get it. So that reminder today is essential because we settle into the idea that, well, parenting is about raising kids to do well in school, get a good job, have a great family, all the while leaving their mark on the world. But that mindset, it minimizes the influence and impact you have on how the world progresses, the advancement of technology, vaccine discoveries, interracial relationships. Seriously, your child could become the president of the United States. Okay, did I just freak you out there for a minute? Come on, it's confession day, so just let it all hang out. Well, what I want you to know today is that what you do as a parent matters. Family matters. Now, I'm not one who likes to give a lot of sneak peeks. I know there are other podcasts out there and other blogs, and they'll send you reminders, hey, look what's up and coming. However, I've got to share this one. Just yesterday, I had the absolute honor and privilege of speaking to the daughter of the First Lady of Chick-fil-A. Oh, yes. It was so exciting. I was just like captivated. Well, she has a brand new book coming out. And I'm telling you right now, pre-order it. You can get it pre-ordered on Amazon. I think it's at Barnes & Noble. You can find it anywhere. It comes out next week. Her book is called A Quiet Strength. And it's the life and legacy of her mother, Jeanette M. Cathy. And what was so fascinating about this book was not about all the stuff that they did and the big business that they built and all of this, but it was about this little girl by the name of Trudy Cathy White, who grew up with a mom who loved her unconditionally, who truly parented on her knees. Now, unfortunately, Jeanette is no longer with us. She's in heaven. But I know that she is celebrating right now and smiling on Trudy because Trudy is spreading her wings of leadership when it comes to how to lead in a family. And there's so many golden nuggets wrapped in that book. I mean, I could sit here and talk to you for hours. I'm so excited to share that episode with you. It happens next Thursday, so mark your calendar. It's A Quiet Strength, A Life and Legacy of Jeanette M. Cathy. You're going to love it. And I would encourage you, go ahead and get the book, read it even before you listen to the episode. I have read the whole book. I loved it. There's so many encouraging stories in there and so many lessons. But you know, the thing is it wasn't about all the stuff. that happened. Meaning like, oh, they could have gotten, you know, as they built their business, they could have had anything that they wanted. Miss Trudy didn't tell that story. She shared the stories that her mom, Miss Jeanette, shared with her and how she raised them, both her mom and her dad, Mr. Truett Cathy. And they had this fabulous relationship. And I'm sure that when Miss Jeanette was in the throes of parenting and she was on her knees and she had Dan and Trudy and Bubba just driving her crazy with all the stories that were shared in that book, I'm sure she thought, what I'm doing, Lord, really doesn't matter. But I want you to know today how valuable you are as a mom, as a dad. I mean, that's what Trudy wrote about in her book, The Life and Legacy of Her Mom. It's about how valuable she was. Trudy didn't see that 20/20 hindsight, right? Our kids don't get it. What they see right now is, are you getting me to basketball practice? Come on, I can't be late to soccer. And we've got track around the corner. And don't forget dance. And then I got to go to youth group. That's what they see as their priorities. But you as a parent, you have got to look at the bigger picture. It's not about this immediate moment here, feeding those needs. You have to look at their eternal needs. I want you to know how valuable you are as a mom, as a dad. The conversations you have with your children are not for nothing. I get it. You know how at times you feel like you're talking to a brick wall, no emotional engagement or response. There are those days where it's all about the silent treatment. And that breaks your heart because you don't know where your child stands. You just want to hear their voice, even if it's for them to yell back at you. Your child needs your direction. Your child needs your discipline. Your child needs your attention. Your child needs your wisdom. Your child needs you. When the going gets tough, you have to get braver. You have to be willing to step out instead of retreating. Now it's confession day, right? Confessions of an upset mama. We all do this. We get tired of saying the same things over and over again. There were hundreds of times I told my children I should have recorded myself because all I did was repeat the same thing. And I'm sure with grandchildren up and coming, I'm going to be like, do you know I said this exact same thing to your mom? Did you know this is almost a copycat of what happened between you and your dad? I'm here to tell you that your words matter. I'm here to tell you that your actions matter. Your heart matters. So don't throw in the towel. The battle belongs to you and the Lord. Parent on your knees. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Parent on your knees. Growing up, I didn't think much about the method to my parents' madness, how they were raising me and the techniques and strategies. Sometimes I think they just took a chance, made a decision, and jumped with something. Now, I know my dad prayed, but I also know that my mom prayed a lot, and so did my grandmother. For some crazy reason, we get this idea in our heads that we can control our children. We simply can't. Oh, no. Hello. Fox News alert, CNN News alert, whatever you want to call it. We simply cannot control our children. You might be able to minimize those temper tantrums, but to have them all go away, that's a choice by your child. Yes, how you consistently respond to them has an effect, yet ultimately the decision is up to the children. So here's the great big question. How can you find the balance between feeling in control, letting God lead, and children getting to decide? Yeah, I told you it was a big question. How can you find that balance? Why do you think it's all about parenting on your knees? K-N-E-E-S. Let's break it down. Number one, K, know God goes before you. So go to Him. Take it to the cross. You are not doing this alone. I get it. You might feel that you're alone, but you're not alone. I know for me, I was a single married mother. Now, that's what I called myself. My husband, I loved him dearly at the time. I still love him, by the way. But at the time of when I was a single married mother, I could not rely on his schedule. So it was all about me. I disciplined. I was the chauffeur. I had to show up to any and every activity. If we were involved in church, if I couldn't be there, we couldn't do it. If I signed him up for baseball practice, if I couldn't be there, if I couldn't take him, my child couldn't do it. But understand this, whether you're a single married parent, whether you're solo parenting, whether you're a divorcee, whether you've never been married, but you have a child, no, God goes before you. So go to him. You're not alone. Number two, N, nourish the mind, body, and spirit, both yours and your children. What you put in is what you're going to get out. So if you're listening to crap music, what do you think you're going to get out of it? Crap songs in your own head. You're going to be humming things you wish you hadn't hummed. And you're going to go down a rabbit hole that you shouldn't be going down, or thoughts will enter. You might try to think of something positive, but all of a sudden you're going to hear this theme of you can't do this. Okay, I can't rap, so we're not going to go there. But there's some really dangerous music out there. Now, I think there's a lot of good music out there too, on all different levels. I'm not saying you only have to listen to one genre, but I am telling you, be careful to what you're putting in your mind, your body, and your spirit, whether it's with music, who you hang out with, how you're fueling your body. Fill up and elevate life. Nourish your mind. Nourish your child's mind. How are you sending them off to school? Do you tell them you love them? Or are you always at battle every single morning? Is that nourishing the mind? Not really. So look at what you're doing. Know, nourish. Number three, E, encourage always. No matter what happens, be the rock for your children. They need you. They need your stability. Yeah, I know it's hard. And you may have some really, really tough conversations. I've spoken to a lot of you out there. I've worked with clients, moms, and dads that come to me and say, Christiane, you won't believe what my daughter shared with me. You won't believe where my son is right now. You've got to encourage always. You've got to love them unconditionally the way Jesus loves you. Know, nourish, encourage. Number four, E, educate. Educate in love and with discipline. They go hand in hand. You need to give love, but you also need to set the boundaries. It's hard to do. I get it. But that consistency is going to pay off in the long run. Yeah, it's going to be hard. Do you feel like you're at war sometimes? Oh, yes. And if you haven't hit that spot yet, oh, you will. I love you. That's why I'm telling you the truth. Educate in love and with discipline. You got this because God's got you. Know, nourish, encourage, educate. And finally, number five, S, shepherd. Shepherd with your head and your heart. It takes two to tango to greatness. You got to lead them. And honestly, that is your job. Is to lead your child. They look up to you. Now, they're not going to tell you that. They may never tell you that. Or you may get that one brief 2.5 seconds worth. And it may actually be like 3 milliseconds, one or the other. You're not going to get both. Where they say, oh, mom, you're right. Dad, you did it. But that's far and few between. Remember, in talking with Miss Trudy, I'm sure her mom, Miss Jeanette, was like, oh man, I just pray Trudy gets it when she gets older. I don't know. I just keep doing it, Lord. You got to take her. Well, I know Miss Jeanette is looking down now on her daughter saying, she did get what I was teaching, but I didn't always get to see it. You may not be able to see the fruits of your labor, how you are shepherding your child. But I promise you, you are creating an impact in their life. Influence them at the core. Know, nourish, encourage, educate, shepherd. What you do does not go unnoticed. Now, maybe your spouse doesn't always acknowledge what you're doing. Maybe you're a single parent or solo parenting. You're not doing it alone. God notices. And guess what? The battle belongs to you and to God. So don't give up today. Know that you have the greatest eternal reward. Keep parenting on your knees, for one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.